If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim. Dini
l'Islami, dini. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio, in which we try to ask and answer some of the questions related to the Islamic laws based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before we embark on our episode, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that. Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad Hossein, this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. We are talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to travelers based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei with Sheikh Javid. Sheikh Javid, in the last episode near the end of the program, I asked you a question regarding the conditions for the 4 rakah prayers to become obligatorily shortened on the traveler.
And you just stated the first condition for it to become, like, to be met, in fact, we want to talk about the four rak'ah prayers to become obligatorily shortened, right, on a traveler. And you said that the distance traveled by an individual or a resident of a town or a city must come up to 8 farsakh, yes, which is roughly about 45 kilometers.
Sure.
So what are the other conditions, would you?
The second condition, which I would like to briefly mention, is that the intention to travel,
mm-hmm,
okay?
Yes.
The distance. There should be, such an intention should exist in the first place. When you embark on a journey, you should have the intention in the back of your mind that you will travel a distance which is at least 45 kilometers. If you don't have this intention, mm-hmm, and you happen to cover this distance, you cannot break your fast because you did not have,
yes,
the intention. For example, you have lost something and you go out in search of it, mm-hmm, but you think, okay, you will find it very much close to the city. You end up traveling the 8 farsakh. You cannot break your fast.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. On your way back home, if the distance is 45 kilometers, then you have to shorten your prayers on your way back home, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because you are, this time you are back, returning home.
Mm-hmm.
And the distance you have covered outward and not return outward is about 45 kilometers. So when you go out searching for something, you cannot break your fast.
Right.
Or you cannot shorten your prayers. But on your way back or return distance, the return distance is 45 kilometers, so you have to shorten your prayers.
Mm-hmm. So the second condition is intention, you said.
Intention.
But is it before embarking your trip, your travel, or you can do it in the middle?
Well, no. You can. You have to.
For example, travel the distance.
Yes.
And then you intend to be a traveler.
Okay, that's something. From the point where you intend, you have to start
calculating.
Uh-huh. Yes. Not from your home, because a lot of people. Okay, let's see. There are a lot of people who are under the impression that, okay, tomorrow we are going to travel, so we can. We don't have to make niyyah for fasting.
Yes.
We should have breakfast and then let's go out. That's not okay. That's not permissible.
I see.
Because as long as you are in your hometown, you should make niyyah fasting. You cannot break it. But when you leave your city and you reach a point beyond which you are considered to be a traveler, then you can, okay, you can settle somewhere, break your fast, or maybe shorten your prayers, and then continue your journey.
Thank you very much for clearing up that misunderstanding that might happen to lots of people. Thank you, my dear listeners. In fact, we're going to continue our program after the break. Just stay with us.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah. Don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We are still talking about some of the jurisprudential laws related to travelers based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khomeini. Well, Sheikh Javid, you were talking about the conditions. You stated and gave us two conditions for the four rak'ah prayers to become obligatory shortened on the traveler. What are the others?
Well, the third condition I should mention is the continuation of the intention. Okay, one must have the intention, serious intention to travel. If he hesitates, okay, he, for example, he started his journey and in the middle of the journey, he hesitates as to whether he should continue his journey or not, or he changes his mind even. And actually decides to even return home. So in this case, he cannot actually shorten his prayers. And in the event that he prayed, performed his prayers, okay, shortened his prayers before changing his mind, before hesitating or entertaining any doubt. So if before changing his mind, he shortened his prayers. His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei says that actually he has to repeat those prayers as a measure of obligatory precaution. Now, this is the third condition.
Yes.
And the fourth condition is that there should be no intention of interruption. Okay. For example, he should not intend to see his hometown again. For example, he goes out and says, okay, there's another hometown or maybe the same hometown. He wants to just cross his hometown and go to another place. Such an intention should not be there. If he has such an intention to, for example, to cross his hometown or stay, for example, somewhere for 10 days and then continue, that is... that
the invalidator of the traveler, that's, basically.
That renders the intention invalid. Now, the fourth condition is that the journey be a lawful one, okay? It is important that one embarks on a journey for a lawful purpose.
Now, the fifth condition.
Yeah, this is the fifth condition, yes. The purpose of the journey should be lawful, it should be legal, it should be allowable, and there should not be no intention of committing any haram action should be involved in it. For example, if one intends to go and kill someone or let's say commit God forbid adultery or something like this, these are grave sins, okay? He cannot shorten his prayers and he cannot break his fast as well. This is the fifth one. Then the sixth condition, of course, that the traveler should not be one of those people who is migrant. He's moving from one place to another place, like Bedouins.
Like a nomad.
Like nomads who are always on a journey, moving from one place. So these are not included.
What about chauffeurs and drivers?
Yeah, drivers, yes. And then, of course, the drivers, the driver, you know, it's traveling is part of their profession, you know?
Yes.
And this is the seventh condition. The seventh condition is that the traveling should not be one's job.
Yes.
Such as a driver or a sailor or, for example, the captain of a ship or so on.
Or pilot,
you know. Or maybe even a shepherd. Shepherd, I suppose, someone who is, you know, traveling. And then if I have time, I should finish it. Then reaching the point of tarakhus, okay, that's another condition.
This is
we talked
the
about
condition?
It. Yeah, it is the eighth condition, okay?
And the last condition.
And it's very important. I did say that one cannot break his fast unless he crosses the point, or one cannot shorten his prayers unless he crosses that point. And these are the conditions which must be fulfilled in order for a person to shorten his prayers.
Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Shabit. And thank you, my dear listeners, for joining your own program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio, in which we try to deal with some of the jurisprudential laws related to travelers based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei in this program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم ملجا لا إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو
لا إله إلا هو